Well, it's the
Big Show. Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Bomb Factory. We do this every week at this time to make sure you don't miss any big entertainment acts rolling through Dallas-Fort Worth. We have seven leading candidates this week. We're going to run through and talk about each one of them and then vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. All right, candidate number one in what is a very, very big week in these parts, Friday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, Florida-Georgia Line.
Baby, a song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
These are George's guys.
George, you love these guys, don't you?
I don't know if I love them.
Worship them.
I've come around on them a little bit. I mean, I think they're, I'm not into their music, but they seem like better dudes than I thought they were. They're involved in a lot of...
Sounds fake voiced, though.
Who, me or them?
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a big fan of their music, but heard some interviews with them, and they don't seem to be as douchey as you may think. I think it's more of a persona for their music, about what partiers they are, and hey, they're, you know, they're always for a cold beer in their pickup truck, but yeah. Their music doesn't do too much for me.
Says their origin is Nashville.
Ugh. George, you gotta hate them.
I thought they were right on that Florida-Georgia line there.
Yeah, Nashville.
And then they, then they went to Nashville and made it big. Made a lot of money here in the last 5 years or so.
Forbes says they make about $40 million a year split between the two guys.
Oh,
really?
So wow. George is jealous.
Mm-hmm. More power to him.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we all enjoyed their latest studio album, Can't Say I Ain't Country.
You're kidding me.
No.
Can't Say I Ain't Country.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Including their great single, God, Your Mama, and Me.
Uh-oh.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday. This at Globe Life Park, Sir Paul McCartney.
Of all of his songs, you play this one. There you go.
Awesome.
Oh, God, he sucks. Sucks. Never done anything worthwhile.
Such a great song.
Let me
Could've
ask you guys
career,
something.
Decided not to.
Is he the most respected musician walking the earth?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Well, yeah, but anybody speaking, famous, though, there are going to be a lot of people that don't like
him.
There's
going to be haters out there.
But is he the most respected musician walking the earth? Or if not, come up with somebody more respected. Maybe Yo
Jay-Z.
Mama.
Dylan, maybe.
Would Elton John be in there?
Elton John's up there. Yeah.
Drake.
Oh, Drake. Sure. Sure.
I think it's McCartney.
It may be.
I think he trumps Dylan, Elton John.
Ringo, yes.
Ringo. I can't think of another one.
And I've spoken with him personally.
What was that? Where was that?
It was at the Super Bowl.
And
I got
the
first question.
That's right.
First question, and it got a laugh from the audience, from the press corps. And then I panicked because he didn't hear me. And he said, excuse me, huh? Huh? And I was too scared to repeat it.
How do you go back and find
already
it? I
issued
what
the,
it was.
He issued my punchline. But he heard my voice and was looking at me.
That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Have you guys seen him in person perform?
I have. I was at the Flowers in the Dirt tour.
Some good songs on that record.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
Great album.
When was
Figure
that?
Eight.
It would have been 91,
yeah, early
90s in there.
When that came out.
I saw him at the American Airlines Center 3 years ago. Maybe it was 4 years ago. He was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's 76 now, so he was 72, 73 at the time. He played without an intermission for 2 hours and 45 minutes, occasionally took a sip of water, working hard on stage the whole time. I mean, he performs like he's 25.
I can't believe he still tours.
I know.
Incredible.
76.
That's a pretty aggressive tour. I mean, they're playing like every three nights, too. I mean, it's not just like, I'll play here, take 3 weeks off. And, I mean, this is a every third night tour.
Okay, and I can't believe that he still plays that Hofner bass that has the, it seems like it has his last set list still taped to the side of it back when the Beatles played together. And you see him play it. He'll play it in concert, and then he takes it off and throws it to his roadie.
He's accurate with it.
If I'm that roadie, I quit. I don't want the
pressure.
I don't want the pressure of having to catch the Hofner. That has to be the most expensive instrument if it was ever sold at auction. That has to be the most expensive outside of a Stradivarius or some kind of classical instrument. But rock instrument. Can you think of something that would be worth more than Paul McCartney's Hofner?
Yo Mama's harmonica?
You know one classical musician, harmonica. You massacre his name and don't know what he plays.
The wrong instrument. Yeah, the hopper.
Paul McCartney, two-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Beatles and as a solo artist, 18-time Grammy winner, has written or co-written 32 songs and have gone to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and he has $1.2 billion.
Can he spend it all before he dies?
He could, but he won't.
He lost a good chunk in that divorce to the one-legged girl.
Gonna prenup that one.
Well, she gave an arm and a leg too, didn't she?
Just a leg.
Just a leg.
Oh.
Boy, he walks the earth with so much greatness.
Yep, he does.
He's gonna be an
artist. She would like to.
All right, that's Candidate 2. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Sure.
Candidate 3, we go from the most respected living musician to the least respected living musician. Friday night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, it's Weird Al Yankovic.
If I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage, would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange?
You didn't think you'd ever hear a polka version of this song, did you?
A love song so divine.
What song is this?
For your cheating
Rolling Stones.
I cry.
Just rock and roll, but I like it.
It's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Thank you. I'm with Craig on being out on Weird Al.
Oh, you're not. Yeah, you can't drop him now.
He is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has never won a Grammy,
yet.
Has never had a number one hit, and is worth $100,000.
No. He's worth more than that.
I'm going to find out how much he's worth, and you're going to have to apologize to him.
He's funny. You've seen him, haven't you, Jer? Haven't you gone to a
I have actually never seen him in concert.
Oh, I thought you did.
The movie UHF is great.
Yeah?
The early 90s, he was in it.
Is
yeah.
it?
Funny.
Okay.
$16 million. I don't doubt that.
Pretty
not
good
bad.
Little net worth. Released his first parody song in 1979.
Which one was that, did you say? I lost on Jeopardy.
The first one I remember hearing him do was Another One Rides the Bus. And hey, I thought that was funny.
I'm going to sit by you.
That one line
one rides the bus.
Cracks me up. Hey, I'm going to sit by you. Oh, look at
no, my Greg. Official stance on that, on Weird Al is that he is funny.
Okay.
But that he's not genius because anybody can do what he does. He doesn't have to write any music. All he does is change the words of songs, which is what we all do, or most of us do, for Time Wasters
but
shows.
Not as
like
well as
year.
He does.
Not like that. He's the master. He's the molesta.
He just got to it first.
White
give
nerdy?
Him credit for
you
that.
Don't think white nerdy
yes.
is genius?
I thought it was funny.
Really funny.
We couldn't write that.
I thought the video was funny.
It's all about the Pentiums.
You guys could absolutely write that.
I don't think so.
There's no question you
could
write that.
I bought it on eBay. That's a good one. Tell me why.
You don't think you could write that?
Well,
no.
I could write something like that, but it wouldn't be as good. I mean, he's the master.
If that was your job, like it's his job, you could write it.
On eBay.
All right, that's candidate four.
His first song, by the way, was My Bologna in 1979.
Oh, yeah.
It was a parody of My Sharona.
Funny. My Bologna.
He did it. My Bologna.
Pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a smurf TV tray I bought on eBay.
They get more ridiculous.
My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap. Most every day, what I bought on eBay. Tell me why I need another pet rock. Tell me why I got that Alf alarm clock. Tell me why I bid on Shatner's old toupee. They had it on eBay.
Like the production value.
All right, that's candidate four.
Alf alarm clock.
Sorry,
I have to make that great.
That's just candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday as well at Billy Bob's, Gretchen Wilson.
Well, I never.
She's a redneck woman.
No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night.
Says here her label is Nashville Redneck Records.
Yeah. Gosh.
That invalidates her, right? Because it's Nashville.
I've always kind of liked her. This is Redneck Woman, right?
She's an invalid.
What?
She's an invalid. We've just invalidated her music because she's from Nashville. So she's an invalid.
She's all right. I like Gretchen Wilson.
Woman? Product of my raisin. It's such fake country.
This song's been around for a while.
Yeah, but doesn't everything come off as an affectation?
This song's not bad. She's got some good tunes.
In 2008, the Black Crowes sued her ass.
Whoa.
Saying that she copied their song, Jealous Again, and she had to pay them a lot.
Good.
That's candidate four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at Dos Equis Pavilion. It's a twin bill featuring Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies.
If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million,
unnecessary
duet. I'd buy you a house, I would buy you a house.
Yeah, we heard it the first time.
Repeating.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you furniture for your house, maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman. And if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you a K car, a nice Reliant automobile. And if I had
$1 million, that's candidate five.
By the way, Weird Al had a song called "Trapped in the Drive Thru."
You guys could have written that.
I hope so.
Candidate six, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday as well at Billy Bob's, Boz Scaggs.
If you scart,
Craig Rosengarten will be there.
Scully
Wong guy.
He's a big critic of Boz Scaggs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He just sits in the front row calling him a flawed guy.
I still think this was Roy Firestone's best impersonation. When he did his singing impersonations and he did Boz Scaggs and sounded just like him.
Mm-hmm. It's a good bass line.
Yes.
That.
You say product of St. Mark's?
Boz.
It's a cool
pretty,
song.
Pretty fly for a rabbi. That was another one of Weird Al's songs.
And finally, candidate number seven, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, George, the Randy Rogers Band.
Yeah, Texas Summer Jam. His new record's great. Hellbent. This is off of it. Comal County Line.
Is he still doing all right?
He's doing great. Yeah, they're doing really well.
That's not what I hear.
I thought you said that
from who?
You didn't like him anymore.
When have I ever said that?
As a human.
When have I ever
said
that?
Some kind of weird cryptic comment you made like that.
Yeah, ever since he dissed you on this show.
Right.
He dissed me on this show.
Ever since you poured your heart out to him and he wanted to talk about how Cornbread's got a mortgage.
Like Norm did to Saroy when he ignored Saroy's heartfelt thank you. Norm just started talking about field goals. Randy did a heartfelt thank you to Randy and just started talking about
field goal in the history
Cornbread.
Of
just they're great.
Say thank you, but if
yeah, but William Saroy all tired too because they were doing Normathon and
yeah, I was at the end of Normathon. Yeah, William Clark Green is there. Ray Johnson's there. It's a big jam, big Texas music jam on Saturday there.
All right, let's vote. Randy. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number one, Friday night at Dos Equis Pavilion, Florida Georgia Line. Candidate two, Friday at Globe Life, Paul McCartney. Candidate three, Friday at Toyota Music Factory, Weird Al. Candidate four, Friday at Billy Bob's, Gretchen Wilson. Candidate five, Saturday at Dos Equis, Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies. Candidate 6, Saturday at Billy Bob's Boz Skaggs, or Candidate 7, Saturday at the Toyota Music Factory, Randy Rogers Band, George.
I'd like to vote for Weird Al or Randy Rogers, but I think even they would say it's Paul McCartney.
Gordo.
The man who transformed living in America to living with a hernia, Weird Al Yankovic.
Sean.
Vote for Paul.
Jer.
Paul in...
Mike.
Paul McCartney.
And I will also vote for Paul McCartney, so 5-1.
Weird Al got a vote.
Biggest show Friday night at Globe Life Park, Sir Paul McCartney.
All right, what's next in the corner?
How not to confront bullies next.